You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. That's the sound of a pair of Aedes aegypti, a species of mosquito indigenous to Africa, but now found throughout the world, including here in California. It first showed up in the Golden State in 2013, and it's spread to nearly every county in the state. That's a problem because Aedes aegypti is known as the yellow fever mosquito, and it can also spread other diseases like Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. With that in mind, researchers at UC Santa Barbara have made a breakthrough in controlling the Aedes aegypti population using gene editing technology called CRISPR-Cas9. They've used the technology to create sterile male mosquitoes that, when paired with female Aedes aegypti, render the females infertile. The researchers say that could control the mosquito's population, even crash it. I caught up with the lead scientist on the project to learn more, but first, let's take a trip through local mosquito habitat. I'm trekking through marshy land behind Chumash Park in Pismo Beach.
So there's a couple puddles that I found out.
That's
there.
Vesna Ibarra, the lead vector control technician for the Mosquito Vector Management District of Santa Barbara County. The district partners with Pismo Beach and San Luis Obispo County to treat areas like this where mosquitoes breed, places with lots of stagnant water.
It's a big circle, basically. We're tracking these critters, we're trying to target them, reduce their population, and have, you know, a nice environment for folks to enjoy, because there's, you know, nuisance. It's a nuisance, but the whole concept of yet another virus in our area, that's something we're trying to eliminate.
To do that, Ibarra's team uses something they call a backpack blower. It's basically what it sounds like, a backpack-like device that blows out pesticides that kill mosquito larvae. Here's what that sounds like. Ibarra says this pesticide treatment plan, along with testing, is how the Vector Management District controls the mosquito population where they work.
So we're going to set up traps at the end of the day, also to just make a note of the population density. And if enough mosquitoes are collected, at that point we'll submit them and have them tested for West Nile virus, San Luis encephalitis, and Western equine.
But what if there were another way to control the mosquito population without using pesticides? That was the idea behind UC Santa Barbara professor Craig Montell's research into sterile insect technique, or SIT, the practice of releasing insects that can't mate with the goal of controlling their population. Montell says there's a clear reasoning behind doing this.
Mosquitoes are the most dangerous animals in the world, right?
With that in mind, and with the spread of Aedes aegypti across California, Montell set out to find a way to control the species' spread, specifically by using CRISPR gene editing technology to target a specific gene tied to fertility in male mosquitoes. If you release sterile males into the general Aedes aegypti population, Montell says, females that mate with them are themselves rendered infertile. That decreases the size of the next generation.
And the reason why that's very important is that it's the females that bite you, not the males.
Montell says this technology has the potential to reduce the spread of viruses like Zika and dengue.
There are 1 billion people, that's with a B, a billion people that get sick from mosquitoes every year. I mean, basically, we have a pandemic every single year from mosquitoes.
Chuck Dever is the president of the Mosquito and Vector Control Association of California and the general manager of the Greater Los Angeles County Vector Control District. Dever says she's in support of technologies like CRISPR-Cas9 to combat invasive species of mosquito.
We're definitely in support of new technologies just because the methodologies that we have in place are not ideal to combat Aedes aegypti. The public health pesticide products that we have are limited in their ability to deal with Aedes aegypti. There's no, there's resistance issues. They're not real susceptible to some of the chemicals that we have in our toolbox. And so we have to look at other innovative technologies. And this is just one component of our tools in the toolbox. So we want to expand that toolbox the best we can. And if that means these new technologies with SIT technology, then we absolutely welcome it.
Dever says SIT is needed because her ground crews can't control the population of Aedes aegypti alone.
These mosquitoes are, you know, we keep calling them invasive, but at some point they're going to become endemic. They're going to settle here. They're thriving quite well in our environment, and especially with climate change. And that's kind of where the nexus is in conversations about climate change is. We now have the climate that's conducive for these mosquitoes to just live and thrive forever. So what can we do? We can, enlist the sterilized male mosquitoes and, you know, try to beat them at their own game. And, you know, you do that through some of these technologies like the gene editing technology.
But Shannon Bennett, a microbiologist with the California Academy of Sciences, says this technology may not be a silver bullet.
This might be a great innovative way to scale the removal of Aedes aegypti where it's invasive, but there's a lot of other underlying problems that need to be addressed.
Problems like other species of mosquito filling the void if Aedes aegypti were to go away. Bennett says she favors a multi-pronged approach to tackling the mosquito problem in California, like
educating people to dump the water and put the infrastructure in place to not store water and to live in screened environments.
And there are other concerns raised by this technology. Dr. Charles Binkley is the director of bioethics at Santa Clara University.
CRISPR-Cas9 isn't necessarily completely perfect in the way that it works. And so there may be unintended effects in mutations on other genes. And so when you have a mutation of a gene, it can either make the gene, you can have a loss of function or a gain of function. So there are all these things that you don't know, even in terms of the precision of CRISPR-Cas9.
Binkley also worries there could be some environmental effects to reducing or crashing the population of Aedes aegypti.
There are all of these anecdotal stories about, you know, changing something in our very tightly interrelated community, causing downstream effects that we never anticipated.
Another potential concern, Binkley says, is that we don't know if a mutation in a mosquito could cause adverse effects to humans when they bite.
When you have this intermingling between even insects and humans, particularly those that which blood is kind of the key point of contact, and you've got a mutation, then I think you do have to be somewhat thoughtful about what the effects could be.
Montel, the UCSB researcher, acknowledges the concerns behind the technology he's using. But since Aedes aegypti is not indigenous to California, he says,
in most places, it wouldn't be an environmental concern. If we can get rid of Aedes aegypti here in California, we're not messing up the environment. We're returning it to what it was in 2013 when there was no Aedes aegypti here.
As for some of the ethical concerns behind sterile insect technique, Montel says it would require public and governmental buy-in to make his plan a reality. He's not proposing letting sterile male mosquitoes loose without it. In the meantime, he says this technology is only a few years away from possible implementation on a large scale. For KCBX News, I'm Benjamin Perper.